Turkish president has described the crash of his country's currency, lira, amid a widening spat with the United States as a political plot against Ankara. Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned that Turkey will seek new markets and partners. Erdogan has already said Washington risks losing a strategic NATO ally over a jailed man. Relations between Turkey and the U.S. have fallen to their worst level in the past few months. Washington is angry at Ankara over an American pastor detained in Turkey and has been trying to push Turkey into freeing him with sanctions and other punitive measures. Now, to shed more light on that situation, we're joined by John Mason, professor of political science from William Peterson University, joining us live from New York. Thank you very much, Mr. Mason. We see that Mr. Erdogan seems quite adamant regarding the point that he's not going to release the pastor. How far do you think Donald Trump will take this, and what do you see coming as far as the relationship between the U.S. and Turkey is concerned?
It appears that Trump and Erdogan had a side conversation at the NATO meeting last month, and they had come close to some kind of deal over Andrew Brunson, who's an American pastor accused of doing espionage for the Kurds, who would be released in exchange for a Turkish businessman that the Americans were holding. And it's sort of like this thing was going to be smoothed out. So all this leads one to believe that this deal has gone sour and it is some kind of a pretext. This has to do with other issues. So I would think number one is Turks have talked about buying Russian surface air missile systems, for instance. Erdogan has defied Trump, much like Germans and other people in the European Union, over the question of Iran and sanctions. And in addition, the Turkish lira has been in trouble for quite some time because Erdogan pursued a policy of expanding the Turkish economy with a lot of foreign loans, many of them dollar denominated. And the dollar has been hardening and American interest rates have been going up. So we know the lira is down 30% and inflation is over 15%. So Trump, not surprisingly, has kind of jumped on this opportunity to hammer the Turks by doubling the tariffs on Turkish steel exports. And their exports to the United States represent something like 13% of the Turkish steel export sector, right? And the tariffs effectively closed the U.S. market to Turkish steel. So all of that is kind of Trump doubling down and increasing the economic pressure on Erdogan. At a broader level, this doesn't make much sense. I mean, Turkey is a NATO ally, hosts one of the most important U.S. air bases in the Middle East, in Kirkuk. Already, you know, we look back 2 years ago, that base was sealed off. So I don't quite understand what's behind that, but I was just looking at a book on the making of Donald Trump, and I found a motivational speech that he gave in 2005, where he was explaining his business policy to a group of eager students. And what he said is, get even. If anyone screws you, you screw them back 10 times over. At least you can feel good about it. Boy, do I feel good. So that may provide some kind of background to what's happened with Erdogan's Turkey, but also I might add our closest ally and most important defense partner, Canada, because Trump has basically left them hanging as they are involved in an ever-increasing dispute with the Saudi government. So this seems to be kind of characteristic of Trump's approach. It may be in Turkey's best interest, we'll see what the financial markets do tomorrow, to try and settle this affair overruns it as quickly as possible, along the lines of the settlement that they almost had 5 or 6 weeks ago. In addition, Turkey's a fairly big economy, not only in the Middle East, but an important trade partner for Europe. And the financial markets are going to go crazy. So Trump inadvertently may have stumbled into something that resembles increasingly the financial crisis over Greece, which is a much smaller economy, which had kind of all sorts of ripple effects across the international banking system. And if the Turkish lira goes into freeze fall this week, that may have an even bigger impact. So again, this is an example, one of many, I think, where Trump's approach to transactional approach to foreign policy is messing with networks that are more complex than he understands, that have all sorts of unanticipated ramifications. One might be the closing of this airbase. The other might be a banking crisis, similar to the banking crisis in Greece, 2010. And I don't know how we're going to get out of it with his leadership.
Thank you very much, John Mason.